Hello and welcome back to our middle school podcast. My name is Greg O'Neill, I'm the head of middle school, and I thank you for joining us again. Today we launched our new unit in our Year 7 personal development lessons. And the focus of this lesson is part of a series that we call our Superman series. And much to the boys' disappointment, it doesn't have anything to do with the comic book hero, but rather a series that looks at developing the boys as young men and trying to be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. So we call it the Super_Man series. And this particular part of the series, we're looking at problem solving and how it is that we solve problems, how it is that we make decisions, and how it is that we sometimes solve conflict when required to. So what we asked the Year 7 boys to do today was to identify a problem or a decision that needed to be made at some point throughout their morning today. Now, I shared with them, and Mr. Lyman shared with them some of the decisions that we made early on. Mine had to do with whether or not I got to work on time versus stopping off to grab a coffee on the way to work. And I described the consequences for either me being a little bit late for work, late by being after 7:30, or me not having a morning coffee. And Mr. Lynham shared stories of having to negotiate with his young son about what he was wearing or not wearing to daycare today, or what Mr. Lynham actually wore to work himself and the decisions he had to make there. And the boys shared the little moments and decisions that they made throughout this morning around what they had for breakfast, whether or not they slept in or read a book when they woke up, who it is that they sat next to in PD, what it was that they were going to have for morning tea. All those little minor, pretty small moments where we're required to make a decision and we're able to do it subconsciously. Now, we're all able to agree that, yes, we're all pretty good at making decisions, and most often times, all those thousands of decisions that we make each day generally work out pretty well for us. However, we had then a clip of a Mr. Bean clip, which highlights the character experiencing two problems. One problem that he sleeps in, and highlights the strategy that Mr. Bean uses to solve that, a fairly elaborate system to make sure he wakes up on time, which unfortunately in that clip didn't work. And his second problem was he was running late for an appointment. And I'm not sure if you who are listening have remember the clip of him trying to get himself dressed and brushing his teeth and so forth whilst driving his car on his way to the appointment. And I think we've always started this unit by looking at this clip, and despite the fact that Mr. Bean may well be a little bit dated, that the messages of this clip I think are timeless, because it highlights how all of us, irrespective of our age, when we are rushed, we are panicked, or we are under pressure, or we are under emotional distress, and we're forced to make decisions, we often don't think of the consequences of those decisions, or the harm that can be caused to ourselves, potentially, or to others, when we make those decisions. So in Mr. Bean's case, by driving erratically whilst trying to get to an appointment that he's running late for and taking a lot of risks on the road, puts his own safety and others' safety in jeopardy. So the next step for the boys is to try and think of the moments where they felt under pressure, and whether or not it's a personal stress or a deadline or an emotional distress, or just simply that they're panicked and placed under pressure. When was the time that they had to make a decision or did make a decision, and looking back retrospectively thought, yeah, okay, that probably wasn't the right decision to make at the time? So the next part of the unit that we're moving into in the coming weeks will look at how is it that we make decisions and how is it that we solve problems. And we'll start from a mathematical point of view and looking at how it is that in maths we problem solve, and translate some of that across to, well, how is it in real life we might be able to solve problems. And the focus is a particular six-step formula that we'll be working through the boys that helps us identify the problem, thinking about why it's a problem, brainstorm possible solutions, evaluate those solutions, put those solutions into action, and then evaluate the outcome. And we're going to use those simple decision-making and problem-solving steps to a number of typical scenarios. For example, a person who loves being out in the sun but hates putting sunscreen on. Someone who has who is in a friendship group, and one particular person within the friendship group is upsetting a number of the members of the group. A example where a student sees someone else damage one of their friend's laptops. What do they do about it? How do they have that hard conversation? How do they decide what it is that they should do about it? And we're going to model for the boys a whole number of different decision-making scenarios, all fictitious, and have them apply this six-step formula. The reason being, obviously, we want the boys to be able to identify the times when they need to move away from a subconscious decision into a conscious, deliberate, intentional decision-making process. And as I said at the start, this isn't always a skill that us as adults have, but it's a really important developmental skill that we believe can be taught to the boys, and one that they can adapt and apply to their own lives. Now, we do this very deliberately in Year 7, and it's reiterated in 8 and 9 about how it is we make decisions, because we know from a neuroscience point of view that adolescent boys don't always have access to that prefrontal cortex, that part of their brain where we all use to make decisions, to be able to assess risk, to be able to assess consequences and things like that. We know that that part of the brain is under development or redevelopment during the teenage years, and the boys often default to other parts of the brain, such as the amygdala, which is like the emotional epicenter of the brain, in order to do that, make decisions. So quite often what we see with adolescent boys and girls is decision-making driven by emotion, as opposed to decision-making driven by a process that assesses what's the problem, what are the possible solutions, what are the possible outcomes of those solutions before putting a solution into place and then reflecting on how that solution went. And the reality of the adolescent world, I personally think heightened by and you know, our overexposure to technology and social media, is that our boys and girls throughout these teen years are increasingly required to make decisions, and what we want them to be able to do is call upon the values that that you as parents have developed into your boys from birth, the values that we here promote at the college. We want our kids to be able to fall back on that value set. We want them to be able to fall back on, take a breath, assess what are the consequences for this particular decision or this particular way that you're solving this problem. However, we know that our adolescent kids are under increasing pressure and make split-second decisions that we don't agree with, you as parents don't agree with, and in hindsight, most of the boys don't agree with either. However, in the moment, have been tripped up. So I see it as a really critical step in our personal development program and responsibilities that we have as educators and as parents to be challenging our boys about how it is that they have made decisions, how it is that they are solving problems. And when there are decisions that need to be made, maybe around the house, it's a really good opportunity to sit with the boys and go, hey guys, why don't we here adopt a really clean, clear decision-making process here and model for them and help them model those six steps. Identifying the problem, thinking about why it's a problem, brainstorming possible solutions, evaluating the pros and cons of each of those solutions, then putting the solution into action, and then stepping back and reflecting on how it worked. And as I said, we're going to get our Year 7s really engaging in these six steps with a whole bunch of models, and then we're going to send them off into to their own world, and they're going to come back in a few weeks' time and start reporting on when the moments they've been able to adopt this. But for all of our middle school boys and adolescent boys at the college, I think it's critically important that us as adults are modelling and working through really clear decision-making framework. So hopefully, in that moment where we do need them to make really good decisions, that they've got that framework that they're familiar with, they've got the skill set, they know how to do it, and they can apply that framework to their own decision-making. So for Year 7 parents, over the next couple of weeks, I'd be asking them about the work that they're doing in PD every Wednesday. And for our Year 8 and 9 parents, they will remember this from Year 7, and it's a really good opportunity, I think, to be having conversations with our young men about how it is that they make decisions and what strategies they use and typically employ when they need to make a decision or problem solve. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope that you can tune in next week. Bye for now.